All right, I'm standing here with Russ Sanders, who is the marketing director for Quality Traits for Pioneer. And Pioneer, I know the company is certainly very well involved in not only, of course, the corn industry, which is the primary source that we're making our ethanol out of, mm-hmm. but here at in Iowa this weekend with the Iowa Corn Indy 250, you're also, as I understand it, one of the sponsors of the ethanol car this year.
Oh, we sure are, and we're just delighted to be a part of this, because working with EPIC and the Iowa corn growers, it's a great team, because for Pioneer, there's no question that corn is very important to us, and the growth in the market that ethanol has brought to our customers, farmers, has just been incredible. So we're pleased to do everything we can to keep this demand continuing to grow.
Well, looking at that demand and you know, largely fueled, to use the word, how do you see the business for your company? How is it? What kind of impact has it had on Pioneer?
Well, I think, you know, the near-term impact, of course, is there are more corn acres, which causes more demand for our seed products. But probably more importantly for us, it has really given us an opportunity to use some of the tools of biotechnology and genetic improvement that really is our lifeblood, to try to build corn products that will literally make more ethanol per acre. We're working on ways to improve corn productivity, again, more bushels per acre, but also changing the composition of corn so that's better suited for ethanol production and also for the livestock feed co-products that come from this industry.
Anything you want to point out in particular, projects or products that you've already got or maybe in the pipeline?
Oh, sure. You know, we really have a pretty well-defined approach to this industry. You know, one is to make sure that we're bringing the farmer as many high-performance hybrids as we can that do produce more ethanol. We call those HTF, or high total fermentable hybrids. We have about 180 of those. We also have a trait that we've been introducing the last couple of years called Herculex, which is an insect protection trait that actually improves grain quality. And this is important if you're, again, using the feed co-products out of ethanol, that if you can reduce molds and mycotoxins, that's a very good thing. And really, I'd have to say long term, the level of investment that Pioneer's trying to make to build corn products for the future is really front and center for us.
So looking at the race this weekend, describe the kind of involvement the company's got. I know you're sponsoring the car, but what all is going on this weekend?
Well, we're doing really two things. One, we think it's a great business opportunity, so we're promoting our company with lots of folks. But probably equally important, we're going to have some fun, and we're bringing in something like 200 corn farmers, our sales reps from around the Midwest, to participate in what we think is just going to be a terrific event. So we're going to talk some about the products that we have, but we're going to also try to keep our eye on a big picture, which is what we can do to keep this industry growing.
Well, EPIC, the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, is really in charge of helping promote, especially with this relationship with Team Ethanol and the Indy Racing League. What do you think about that promotion, and how has that performed as a mechanism to reach consumers with this message?
Well, I have to tell you, this is the first year that Pioneer's been involved with this promotional concept, and I tell you, we're delighted, because the visibility that this is bringing, not just to our company, but more importantly to ethanol, is really something to see. And all you had to do is watch the coverage with the Indianapolis 500 to see that this is really helping to put ethanol on the map and really communicate the so many positive benefits. And for us, as we talk about what we can do on the agricultural production side, this is just a great vehicle for us to talk to a lot of consumers that maybe weren't sure about the environmental impact of ethanol and corn production. It gives us a chance to tell the story that we're doing the right thing as it relates to environmental benefits and the right thing for energy independence.
Well, would it be fair to say that this weekend we might have the largest tailgate party of corn growers that's ever been held?
I think that's probably a pretty profound observation, because I know that as our folks out in the country have talked about this event, you know, things that we hear, you know, there is an incredible number of corn growers that will be here, and I think it's really an expression of the pride that they have in this industry and what it's able to do because of the ethanol opportunity.
Well, from a timeliness standpoint, and talking about pride, we're approaching our Independence Day, July 4th, mm-hmm. coming up, and this timing of this event, certainly, if we want to become independent of foreign oil, which is, I think, part of what's driving a lot of this, it is a time for corn growers who are helping fuel our cars today, as well as feed the world, to feel proud about their industry.
No question about it, because I think you can look at this period of the last couple 3 years maybe, in ethanol, and realize that we haven't seen anything like this in American agriculture for you know, maybe the last 50 years. So, again, I think this is a way where we really come together as an agricultural community and realize that it's not just about what goes on the farm, but it's also about how we better link with this consumer marketplace and the promotion activity that EPIC is leading, and with the Iowa corn growers and then the other sponsors of this effort. I think it's a terrific thing.
Well, thank you very much. That's Russ Sanders, who works with Pioneer. He's their marketing director of Quality Traits. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here on Domestic Fuel, and look forward to a great race this weekend. Great. Thank you very much.
Fun.
I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.